New Words for Old by S.S. Cohen. The distinguished qualities which impressed those who gathered round Sri Ramana Bhagavan throughout his long career as a spiritual teacher appeared in him from the day he started to instruct. Although he was not then of an age to handle philosophical books or move among learned pundits, the highest truth flowed from him with the clarity and spontaneity which would have done honor to the great masters of the Upanishads. His listeners were convinced that he spoke as he saw and saw through life what he first unexpectedly experienced when he was still in his teens. He taught the eternal Advaita Vedanta in a language which modern man can understand, reviving old terms which had lost much of their meaning and giving a new meaning to others. In Ramana Gita, for instance, he defines Sahaja as inherence in the self notwithstanding contact with the world, and the much misunderstood Nirvikalpa as abstract consciousness withdrawn from such contact. Verse 10. To tapas he gave an entirely novel meaning. Fixity in the primal state is the most excellent tapas. He who is fixed in the self is in automatic and incessant tapas. Chapter 9, verses 17 and 18, which implies that the true tapas begins only after self-realization, from which he himself never wavered. He lived by this definition, which lent a supreme validity to his teaching and sanctity to his person as the real guru, the Lord in flesh and blood, and the word was God. A question and answer. Bhagavan, is it not indulgence in rhetoric when you say Karunapurna Sudabdhi, O thou ocean of grace infinite? Where is the grace when we see misery and suffering all over the world? Bhagavan, no. It is just plain, absolute truth. You must understand the nature of suffering. Is it not grace that it never abandons you? Even if you want to, the grace will not. It will not.